Hello and welcome to this evening stretch. We hope that you will find this a good, healthy, comfortable thing to do for yourself, either at the end of your workday or the end of your day as you are getting ready to sleep. Feel free to either sit or lie down, as long as you are in a comfortable position. Notice the position of your body. Are you tensed? Are your shoulders hunched? Are you curled up in a ball? Try as best you can to straighten out, to uncurl and relax so that the tension leaves your body. Or if it doesn't leave completely, that you at least notice a difference in how you feel. Relax. Take a deep breath in and let it out. This is a good time to wake up underused muscles just a little and relax those that have been overused or stressed during the day. This is a time especially for you to take care of your body and take care of yourself. Start by placing your fingers gently on your scalp and massage it in small circles, kind of like you might if you are rubbing shampoo into your hair. Go a little way down the back of your neck, massage around your ears. Just do small, gentle circles with the balls of your fingers. Notice and enjoy how it feels. Then move to your face and lightly massage your forehead, your temples, your eyelids very gently, your cheeks, your lips, and your chin. We hold an amazing amount of tension in our lips, and often we're not even aware of it. Open your mouth wide in a yawn. You don't want to open too widely and overextend your jaw. Just let your jaw drop open so that it feels like a nice, relaxed, open-mouthed yawn. Then, let it relax into a smile. Smiling will transform you. Even if you don't feel like it, your body will respond accordingly. And after a while, you might have the feelings that go along with the action. Then, relax your neck. Gently tilt your head so that your right ear is headed in the direction of your right shoulder, as if your right ear is going to touch that right shoulder. Then bring your head back to center, and then gently to the left, and back to center. You don't want to force it or push it at all. You just want to relax into the stretch. Come back to center, and let's do it again. To the right, and center, and left, and center. Good. Let's take another deep breath. Inhale, and exhale. And let's do that stretch once more. To the right, and center, and left, and center. It's important to remember to keep breathing deeply and in a relaxed way during this whole series of stretches, and really as often throughout your day as you are able. Try to remember to breathe in deeply and take your time. This will relax you and help to lessen your overall stress. Then nod your head slowly and gently, down, chin headed towards your chest, and back up to center. And down, and up. Once more, down, nod, and back up to center. These may seem very simple, very basic things to do, but they will relax those overused muscles, and they'll help your body to relax overall, leading to less stress and a better night's sleep. Let's move on to our shoulders now and shrug them in kind of an exaggerated shrug. So we're going to lift up toward our ears and down and up and down. And as they're down, really try to relax them and lower them into that down position. You kind of want to bring them down and back to aid in more correct posture. Once again, up and down. Let's now circle our shoulders. We're going to circle them forward and forward and forward. Now let's stop and we'll circle them in reverse. So we're going to bring them up and back and down and forward and up and back and down. If you have trouble with this motion, understanding what it should feel like, you might want to start by circling your entire arm, holding your arms out straight to your sides. But really all you need for this is to circle your shoulders. This is just kind of a way that you can get a better idea of what that motion should feel like. Excellent. Don't forget to smile. Let's take a deep breath and relax. Keep smiling. It shows in your body, on your face, and it will overall help you transform how you feel. Sometimes it may seem like the simplest yet the hardest thing to do. But if you feel better, your health will be better and you'll feel benefits across the board. Now, let's raise our arms up, straight up over your head. Now, if you're lying down, you may have to modify this. If you can only reach so far without encountering the wall, you can angle your arms, resting them on the wall. If you are sitting, you can just reach straight up over your head into a long, tall stretch. Hold that stretch and down. Sometimes when we sit a lot, we tend to bring our shoulders forward and collapse our chest. This can really impact muscles and breathing. So bring your arms up again and back a little so that you really feel that stretch in your chest and like your chest is opening wide and down. Let's do that again. Bring your arms up and slightly back and hold and down. Now let's bring your arms straight out to the sides. Try not to either go too high or too low. You want to aim for a straight line and stretch them out like you're going to touch the walls on either side of you. And bring them down and up. And as you bring them up to the sides, take a deep breath and bring them down and exhale. And out to the sides once more, inhale and exhale and bring them down. Now, shake out your arms, your shoulders, your hands. Just kind of relax them, shake them. You want them to kind of just feel loose and like there is little to no tension. Let's concentrate a bit now on our hands. Many times, in the jobs that we have, we use our hands for technology. As blind people, we even use our hands more. So it's important to treat them with the respect they deserve for the intense job they do for us. Circle your wrists around in small, gentle circles. You want them to be, as I said, both small and gentle. You don't want to circle so hard or far or fast that you are causing pain. Just do small circles. And then you can reverse direction, circling the opposite way. Then stretch out your fingers so that they are kind of sticking out sharply, and relax. And stretch them out and relax. Once more, stretch them out and relax, even making a loosely fisted hand at the very end. Now, stretch your right arm up over your head and lean to the left, feeling that stretch all down the right side of your torso. Bring your arm down and reverse. Stretch up with your left arm and bend a little to the right, feeling that stretch all along the left side of your body. Let's do that again. Right arm up and bend to the left, feeling the stretch, and bring it down and come back to center. Left arm up, straight up, bend a little to the right, feel the stretch, and back down. Remember to breathe. Let's do this one more time. Right arm up, inhale, bend to the left, feeling the stretch, and down. Exhale. Inhale as you bring your left arm up, stretch to the right, bring your arm down, and exhale. Now let's move on to our feet, and we're going to flex and point our feet. You can do this with both feet at one time or separately. When you point your toes, they are pointing straight out as far as they can. Ladies, almost like you're wearing high heels. Your toes are pointed straight and almost down. When you're flexing them, it's almost the opposite. It's as if you are slowly drawing your toes in the direction of your knee. Obviously, you're nowhere close, but that's the direction they should be pointing. And you're going to feel this and do this from your ankle. So point your toes and flex them. You'll feel this in your feet, in your lower legs. And point and flex and point and feel the stretch and flex. Great. Let's finish out with a full body stretch. First, inhale and bring your arms up, and exhale and bring your arms down. And as you do that, reach towards your toes with your hands. Feel the stretch through the length of your body. Now slowly reach up and stretch your arms up to the sky. Inhale and exhale. If you're sitting, you may choose to stand at this point to get even more benefit from this stretch. Reach down towards your toes, toward the floor, exhaling as you reach down. You want to do this only as far as it's comfortable. Then back up as high as you can go, arms up over your head. Exhale as you come down toward your toes. You want to do them slowly so that you can get the full benefit. You don't really want to swoop down to your toes and then reach up as hard and fast as you can. You want these to be slow and controlled movements. And if you feel that my directions are too fast, then it's important that you relax and go at your own pace. When you've finished, shake out your arms, your legs. This is probably a good time to smile once more. After all, you've finished, and that does take discipline and commitment. It's a good time to be grateful for the day that you had and the life that you have, and to look forward to the possibilities that tomorrow brings. Edward Everett Hale said, "I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. And since I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do." Have a great day, whether you have a couple hours ahead of you, or whether you are just about to drift off to sleep. Make the time count. Take care of you. Relax, smile, and we'll see you again tomorrow.